奉主耶稣圣名，在这里跟大家分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share a truth in the Bible with everyone.
今天晚上要用因信蒙福的婚姻做题目跟大家来查考。
Today I want to use the topic, the blessing through our faith in marriage as our mutual encouragement.
我们在读创世纪的时候，我们读到创世纪二十四章在谈到亚伯拉罕他派遣他的老仆人去为他的儿子娶妻的故事。
In our reading of Genesis, in Genesis 24, we read about Abraham sending out his old servant to help his son Isaac arrange marriage.
那这个故事成为我们在教会里面看到有关的婚姻的一个很重要的参考。
This is a very important reference in our church regarding marriage.
因为这个婚姻真的都是凭信心在进行的。
For this marriage truly was dependent upon faith.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他是信心之父。
We know Abraham as a father of faith.
那圣经在安排以撒娶妻的这个故事呢，是安排在撒拉他被埋葬之后。
The Bible recorded Isaac's marriage after.Sarah's death and with burial.
那我们知道，撒拉称作应许之母。
Sarah was known as the mother of promise.
因为神给亚伯拉罕的应许，越来越明显的，一直都指向由撒拉所生的，才是神所认定的。
For God's promise to Abraham became more and more apparent, in Sarah that she would bear, his son.
我们所以看到，从创世纪十二章开始，神多次的向亚伯拉罕显现。
From Genesis 12 onwards, we see many times the Lord appeared to Abraham.
每一次的显现都让神应许要从谁而出越来越清楚。
And many times, God's promise as to who would come from who became clearer and clearer.
一开始亚伯拉罕他认为，因为他离开哈兰的时候，他是没有儿子的。
When Abraham left Haran, he had no children.
当他到迦南地。神给他应许了以后
，When he went to the land of Canaan and God promised him，
从圣经看来，他当时候第十五章，他真的是以为从他自己的家的仆人因为他没办法没有后代，所以他的仆人就算是他家里人要承受产业的。
And in Genesis 15, we find that Abraham truly thought that his descendant would come from his maid servant。
因为他没有儿女，但是神说你的后代要像海边的沙，天上的星那么多。
Even though he had no children, yet the Lord promised that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the skies and the sand in the seashore.
那我们知道，过去他们有奴隶的制度，所以那家里的仆人，他们的拥有权基本上就是这个主人。
In those days, they had servants, and the owners of the servants were their masters.
所以这个仆人就像他家里的一份子了。
And so that
拥有的嘛
servant or slave was a property of a part of
the
family.
所以当时候亚伯拉罕以为神说的应许，他们既然没有孩子，那就是他家里的这个忠心的仆人以利以谢。
And therefore, Abraham thought that his descendants would come from a part of his household in the form of his servants.
这个以利埃泽这个是在第十五章创世纪十五章的第二节所说的，这是大马色人。
So it's recorded in verse 2 of chapter 15, the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus.
那这个他就所以，但是神说不是，是你本身所生的才要算是你的后代。
But、God says the offspring that will come from you shall be your descendants.
好，所以那个时候第十六章记载的就是。夏甲现在这个人物出现了。
And in chapter 16, it records of a character named Hagar that appeared.
夏甲跟亚伯拉罕也生了一个儿子了。
Hagar and Abraham also bore a son.
所以这个以实玛利也是亚伯拉罕的后代啊。
So、Ishmael was also a descendant of Abraham.
也是从亚伯拉罕所生的。
Also came from Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕真的以为这个以实玛利就是神所应许的这个承受产业的儿子。
Abraham truly believed that Ishmael was the son of promise.
但是第十七章，神跟亚伯拉罕再次显现。
But in chapter 17, God once again appeared to Abraham.
不是，他神所认定的后代不是从夏甲来的。
God's promised son did not would not come from Hagar.
因为夏甲 不是神所指定的人物。
For Hagar was not the one that was chosen by God.
他是因着仁义，撒拉在信心失落的时候，他认为他年老不能生育，所以他给亚伯兰想出的一个方法。
But rather, it was through the weakness of man during Sarah's moment of weakness, she thought through human ways to allow Abraham to have a son.
所以亚伯兰生下了以实玛利的时候是年86岁。
So Abraham was 86 when he gave birth to when Hagar gave birth to Ishmael.
一直到第十七章99岁的时候，神才再跟他显现。
Until chapter 17, when Abraham was 99 years old, God appeared to him.
这十三年当中，神都没有出声音。
In those 13 years, God never uttered a word.
所以亚伯兰真的是认定他的这个以实玛利应该就是神所说的那一位承受产业的后代了。
Thus, Abraham must have believed that Ishmael was that promised son that would receive the inheritance.
但是其实亚伯兰当时的做法是没有办法完全相信神所应许的啊，他的后代啊，他的。神给他的是所有的应许，他当时还没有办法完全的了解。
We see that Abraham did not have a clear realization and understanding of God's promise at the time.
他所做的事情，其实在神眼中就是不完全的。
The things that he had done was incomplete in the eyes of God.
所以神才跟他显现的时候，跟他说：“我是全能的神，你要在我面前做完全人。”
That is why the Lord appeared to him, saying, "I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless."
如果你完全，我就跟你立约。
And if you are blameless, I will establish my covenant with you.
所以亚伯拉罕他听到神这句话，他俯伏在地啊，在神面前。
When Abraham heard these words, he fell on his face before God.
他臣服在神面前的时候，神就跟他立约了。
And as he fell before God, God made the covenant with him.
所以在这个过程当中，神就为亚伯拉罕改名字。
Through this process, God changed Abraham's name.
神再一次的跟他说，要国度从你而出，君王由你而立。
He says that you shall be a father of many nations.
国度从你出，君王从你来。
And the kings and the nations should come from you.
我要跟你的后代立坚定的约，永永远远的约。
And he will establish a covenant forever with his descendants.
好，这个约现在就有一个实际的记号，就是割礼。
So this was there's a very there was a manifestation of this covenant which was circumcision.
接下来神就特别。在对亚伯拉罕说有关于他的妻子撒拉的事了。
After that, then God explained things concerning his wife Sarah.
神也跟替撒来改把他的名字改成撒拉了。
God also changed Sarah's name to Sarah.
所以特别说我要赐福给她。
He especially said that he will bless her.
我要从使你从她得一个儿子。
And from her, a son shall be born by her.
她要做多国之母。
She will be a mother of nations.
百姓的君王从她而出。
Kings of peoples shall be from her.
所以现在神把她应许一直指向撒拉这个人了。
Now God's promise was directly directed at Sarah.
神特别应许那个亚伯拉罕，你的妻子要生个儿子。
God specifically promised that his Abraham's wife Sarah would bore a son.
但是那时候她已经快100岁的。
But at the time she was almost 100 years old.
她说100岁还能生吗？
Can a person who's almost 100?
撒拉90岁了。
Abraham was 100 years old.
还能有孩子吗？
Sarah was 90. Can she bear children?
但是所以亚伯拉罕当时候对神说，愿以实玛利活在你面前。
So that is why Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Ishmael may live before you."
但是说不是以实玛利，是要有撒拉生的才算。
But God says, "No, it shall be the son from your wife."
所以这个儿子要取名叫以撒，是神给他取名的。
And God called him Isaac.
这个以撒就是神使人喜笑的意思。
Isaac meaning to make another person rejoice or be happy.
就是他会笑，他会让人笑，他自己笑的，也会笑。
Isaac meaning that they will make others smile or others laugh.
我要跟他坚定所立的约了，以他这个指的这个儿子以撒。
And God will make a covenant with him, his son Isaac.
那所以他神说明年这个时候撒拉必定给你生儿子。
God says next year at this time Sarah will be with child.
所以神讲完之后，亚伯拉罕他们就去行割礼，这个约就这样定了。
After this covenant was set, Abraham went out and performed circumcision.
我们就看到圣经在这样的安排的时候，特别强调应许一定是由撒拉。所生下来的才是要承受产业的。
We see through this arrangement, the promise was to come through Sarah's son to receive the inheritance.
所以有没有办法承受产业，算不算亚伯兰的 子孙就是看他的母亲是谁。
So whether or not they can receive the inheritance, whether or not they are the true son, it is dependent upon who the mother is.
在神的眼中认定的就是撒拉这个妈妈而已。
In God's eyes, Sarah was the mother.
那真的照神所应许的，在第二十一章我们就看到以撒生下来了。
Indeed, according to God's promise, Isaac was born.
他生下来的时候，撒拉是九十岁，亚伯拉罕一百岁。
And when Isaac was born, Sarah was 90, Abraham 100.
真的，第二十一章的第六节。
Indeed, in chapter 21, verse 6.
撒拉说：“神使我喜笑，凡听见人都跟我一同喜笑了。”
Sarah said, "God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me."
我们就看到这个妈妈，做妈妈她多么珍惜她的这个儿子。
We see how the mother cherished her son so much.
这个儿子一生下来之后
，After her son was born,
亚伯拉罕他就发现一个问题，他现在有两个儿子在家里。
Abraham discovered he had a problem. He had two sons in his house.
啊，最后神叫亚伯拉罕要听从撒拉的建议。
And in the end, God told Abraham that he must heed the advice, a recommendation of his wife Sarah.
要把夏甲跟以斯玛利赶走。
To cast out the bondwoman and Ishmael.
在他的家里只能够留下以撒这个人。
Or in his household, they can only have Isaac.
因为只有他是要承受产业的。
Because he is the only one that shall receive the inheritance.
所以亚伯拉罕他就听从神的话，把夏甲跟以斯玛利把他送出去了。
Abraham obeyed God's words and cast Hagar and Ishmael out.
那现在他的家里面就是这个做父亲的老父亲，他有一个老妻子，有一个幼小的儿子。
And now in the family, in the household, there was an old father, Abraham, an old mother, Sarah, and a very young son, Isaac.
那到了第二十二章就记载，这个儿子长大以后，经过了一个很重大的考验，就是神要亚伯兰把他献为燔祭。
Chapter 22 records a very great test for Isaac, which is when Abraham was going to sacrifice him for the Lord.
这就是亚伯拉罕信心被试验的时候。
This was when Abraham's faith was tested by God.
那神要试验他的目的就是看他会珍惜这个儿子比看重神的命令还重吗？
And the purpose of that was to see whether or not Abraham obeyed God's words more than he loved his son.
他是不是会爱神超过一切？
If he loved God more than anything in the world.
后来这个考验通过了。
And he passed this test.
所以神再一次的跟亚伯拉罕坚定他的约。
God once again reaffirmed his covenant with Abraham.
这次的约就跟他的儿子以撒就有直接关系的。
And this time the covenant had a direct relationship with his son Isaac.
所以特别指你从你这个儿子，你这个后裔，万国要得福。
And God especially said that from this son Isaac, all nations shall be blessed.
所以圣经到这里，我们就看到亚伯拉罕对神完全没有保留。
We see up to when we see up to this point, Abraham reserved nothing, but for the Lord.
这个时候的以撒应该十多岁的孩子了。
Abraham held nothing back from the Lord, and at the time, Isaac was perhaps
23章就记载127岁的时候，撒拉死了。
In chapter 23, it records that Sarah died.
127
at 127.
那这是圣经里面唯一记载的妇人。他的死到底是活几岁？
This is the only time the Bible recorded the age of a wife who died.
在所有的圣经人物里面，在旧约里面都没有记载一个妇人到底活几年。
In the Old Testament, it never recorded how long a woman lived.
只有撒拉。
Only Sarah.
那他特别记载，这是他的一生。
This was her entire life.
那个时候，亚伯拉罕137岁。
At the time, Abraham was 137.
他的儿子，他所爱的儿子以撒37岁。
And his beloved son Isaac was 37.
因为是撒拉在90岁的时候生他的。
For Sarah had him at 90.
37岁的孩子。
A son at the age of 37.
这个时候妈妈过世了。
Now that his mother had passed away.
其实这个孩子应该是很伤心的。
This child should be grieving.
因为这是唯一的儿子。
He was the only son.
在家里面宝贝的。
He was the most.
那么老才生下来，你说他爱不他爱他
？That they gave birth to him at a very old age.
那所以你看他的妈妈过世，这个做儿子会不会伤心
？We can see what the pain the son must have felt when his mother passed away.
他一定很伤心的。
Of course, he was very. He mourned much.
但圣经特别强调亚伯拉罕为他这个死去的妻子撒拉哀嚎痛哭。
The Bible records that Abraham mourned and lamented for his wife, Sarah.
那这个时候亚伯拉罕才恍然大悟，他连一块埋葬他这个死去的妻子的土地都没有。
And at this time, Abraham realized that he didn't even have a plot of land to bury his wife.
这个要准备一个坟地，这是要做父亲的来主导的。
And he needed to, as a father, he needed to prepare this place.
儿子他不能够说什么。
And the son had no say in the matter.
哦，因为当时候这个老父亲还在啊。
Because at the time, the father was still alive.
所以圣经特别留下这个记录来指出他们这个亚伯拉罕的这个后代他们的。最终的那块坟地在哪里
？So the Bible uses this passage here to record where that important plot of land for burial was.
所以现在把撒拉安葬了。
So now that they have buried and rested Sarah.
安葬之后，接下去二十章马上记载，现在亚伯拉罕他领悟到一个很重要的道理，像现在这个儿子没有这个爱他的妈妈，妈妈已经过世了嘛。
And after Sarah's burial, Abraham came to realization that Isaac no longer had his mother to love him anymore.
这个时候，第二十四章里面所记载的亚伯拉罕年纪老迈。
And now in chapter 24, it says Abraham was old, well advanced in age.
他特别强调说，在向来在一切事情上，神都赐福给他的。
Especially emphasized that God had blessed Abraham in all things.
那所以亚伯拉罕他的这个一生，他走来都是在神的祝福底下过日子。
Abraham walked under the blessing and the grace of God.
他从75岁离开哈兰到现在这个时候
At the age of 75, when he left Haran until his present age,
如果我们看圣经，我们就会发现亚伯拉罕这个时候应该已经140岁了。
If we read the Bible closely, we find that Abraham is around 140 years old at this
time. 那个时候他的妻子已经过世三年了。
And his wife had already passed away for 3 years.
那这三年当中，他一定感受到他这个儿子他这失去妈妈这件事情是一个很大的冲击。
In these 3 years, he must have felt the impact it had on his son.
那
for his mother's death.
那现在好，亚伯拉罕年纪也老迈了。
And now that Abraham's very old.
那他这个年幼的儿子怎么办
？What does he do with his young son?
所以圣经特别提到，这个时候亚伯拉罕他真的觉得他的这个儿子需要一个依靠。
At this time, Abraham realized that his son needed someone to help him.
所以这个时候才记录第二十四章。这是在应该是在整个创世纪里面最长的一篇经文。
Now, this is perhaps the longest chapter, chapter 24 in the entire book of Genesis.
如果我没有记错的话，应该是这一章是最长的。
If I'm not mistaken, this chapter has the most verses.
因为这一章有六十几节了。
66 verses.
应该就是六十几节嘛。
67 verses.
那所以。那表示这一章里面所讲的这个道理，他一气呵成，一定要把它讲得很完整。
And so we see that the scripture records it very completely, this truth of marriage in this chapter.
这个亚伯拉罕为他儿子娶妻的这个过程记载的非常详细，有些部分甚至重复两次。
It was a very detailed account of how Abraham arranged for his son to be married.
那就说明这个亚伯拉罕他首先发现他儿子真的需要一个。
First of all, Abraham realized that his son needed a helper, needed a spouse, partner.
在这一章的所记载的这个整个娶妻的过程里
，And so in this entire process of finding a wife in marriage,
这个就是做父母亲的，他首先一定先关心他儿女的婚姻。
This is what parents need to have. Their responsibility is to first care for their children's marriage.
他是发现神在祝福他这过去的这一生，这个老父亲他知道神怎么带他走过一生的。
Abraham knew how much God had blessed him and guided him throughout his life.
他这个一生都是由撒拉在他旁边跟他走过。
And his life was always accompanied by Sarah.
他的身边的这个配偶就是神一直看中的那一个要出儿女子孙来让万国得福的那一个妻子。
His lifelong partner was also the one that the Lord had focused on that would be the mother of all nations.
现在这所有的福气。都要由以撒来承接。
But now all the blessings shall be given, imparted to Isaac.
所以亚伯拉罕他现在要把他这个信仰传下去，要把神所祝福的这个应许传下去了。
Now Abraham wanted to pass on his faith as well as the promise of God.
所以他这个儿子的配偶将会决定神的这个应许要传不传下去的这个关键呢。
And it's very crucial that his partner, Isaac's wife would be critical in determination of whether or not the faith and the blessing, the promises can be passed on.
所以亚伯拉罕他因着对神的信心，
Abraham with his faith in God,
他相信神对他所讲的一切应许。
He believed all the promises that the Lord told him.
因为一百岁他就得了这个儿子了。
Because he received his son at age 100.
所以所有的应许都要由他而出的。
All of the promises shall come through Isaac.
以撒绝对不可能单独过一辈子。
Isaac would not live his entire life
a
single man.
他需要有一个配偶。
He needed a spouse.
所以他现在自己已经老迈了。
And now that Abraham himself was old,
他需要有人帮助他。
And Isaac himself was also getting older, so he needed someone to help him.
所以亚伯拉罕他就第二节就特别说要派他家里最老的这个仆人要请他去做这件工作。
Thus in verse 2, Abraham said to his oldest servant and sent him out to take care of this matter.
我们从第二十四章看到这个父亲他主动关心他的儿子的婚姻，他发现他没有办法自己完成。
We see in chapter 24, a father proactively was involved in his son's marriage, but he could not accomplish it himself.
他需要有一个人来协助。
He needed a helper.
他现在所选择的对象是对在他们家里面最管理权最老的仆人。
And the helper that he chose was the oldest servant in his household.
就是对他家最了解的。
One that knew his household.
对他这个儿子最了解的。
And understood his son the best.
也就是说，他是看到他儿子长大的。
The one that saw his son grow up.
他知道他这个家里的生活是怎么进行的。
And they knew how they lived their life.
这个儿子到底是怎么样爱这个母亲的。
And how his son loved his mother.
那所以现在亚伯拉罕特别要他这个老仆人呢，要对他起誓啊。
So Abraham sent his oldest servant out to help him.
因为第三节特别说我要叫你指着神天地的主起誓。
In verse 3 it says, I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth.
那这个被托付要去关心婚姻的人 有很重要的使命。
This person who is entrusted to arrange a marriage of someone else has a very important mission.
这个时候就是这个做家长他所开出的条件。
And for here were the requirements that the parents set forth.
这也是唯一亚伯拉罕他所讲的。
And this is the only requirement that Abraham made.
因为他把仆人叫来送出去之后，他全部都交给这个仆人在处理。
For after he sent his old servant out, he entrusted everything to him.
因为他就这个仆人就等于他的代表一样了。
This old servant was a representative for him.
所以当时候亚伯拉罕提出两个，其实只有两个条件。
So at the time, Abraham mentioned only two requirements.
第三节说
，verse three it says，
第一个，你不可以为我的儿子娶迦南地的女子为妻。
You will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites.、
哦、因为这个是这个迦南人，这个不是神所，因为神已经说，我把这个土地要给你跟你的后裔。
Because God had already promised them that He would give this land to him and his descendants.
那这些迦南地的女子不是神所选择的。
And the daughters of Canaan are not God's chosen ones.
所以他很在意他的儿子去结婚是谁，跟谁结婚的了。
And therefore he gave tremendous attention to whom his
他指定。
His son married.
他指定要往我本地去，本族里面为我的儿子以撒娶妻子。
He specifically appointed him to his country and to his family to take a wife for his son Isaac.
二十四章的这个说以撒已经四十岁，这是在后面可以看到的。
In the latter half of chapter 24, it says Isaac was already 40.
好，那个应该是在第二十五章的第二十节。
In chapter 25, verse 20.
好。以撒娶利百加为妻的时候，他正四十岁。
Isaac was 40 years when he took Rebecca as wife.
好，所以呢，他指定这个妻子要从他的本地本族来。
And so Abraham required that his the wife come from his family and his country.
那仆人就提出啊，万一人家女子不来怎么办
？And the servant said to him, perhaps a woman will not be willing to follow me.
但是第六节，亚伯拉罕说第二个条件，你不可以把我的儿子带回那里去。
But in verse 6, Abraham gave a second requirement, which is, do not take my son back there.
就是说，我的儿子绝对不能够离开迦南地。
Meaning that his son shall not leave
the
land of Canaan.
他的妻子一定要进入迦南地里面才可以。
The wife must come into the land of Canaan.
所以这是基于亚伯拉罕对神的信心。
So this is the Abraham that this is the faith that Abraham had in God.
因为他相信神说过要把这块土地给他的儿子。
For he believed the words that God told him when he says he would give this land to his son.
儿子一定要住在这里。
So the son must live in that land.
儿子如果出去，有可能住到别的地方去了。
If the son goes out, perhaps he would dwell in another land.
所以他不管什么条件。
So no matter what kind of requirements,
他就觉得是一定要愿意来这里的才可以。
He was insistent that the spouse must come and live on this land.
我儿子绝对不能回去就对了。
That his son shall not go to that land.
好，那最后那个亚伯拉罕他讲了一句非常有信心的话。
So in the end, Abraham spoke these faithful words.
我们看第七节。
In verse 7.
因为按照他自己的经验，他说。
According to his own experience, he said, "The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, 'To your descendants I give this land,' He will send His angels before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there."
你看他这里神特别，他特别提到神给他的启示说，我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。
He especially mentioned how God gave him this promise, saying that he would give his descendants the land.
那所以他说，神既然这样讲了，他一定会派使者在你面前，你就可以为我的儿子娶一个妻子回来就对了。
Because God has said that, he will also send his angels and take a wife for his son.
万一没有人要来，没有关系，你完成任务就对了。
But if no woman is willing to come, then it's okay, you have fulfilled your mission.
反正你不可以把我孩子带出去。
But just do not take my son away from here.
那这个老仆人起了誓之后，就带着东西就出发了。
After the servant swore, he took his things and went off.
我们就看到这个婚姻的部分，这个家长是很关键的。
So we see in marriage, parents are extremely crucial.
在这里我们看到家长一定要主动关心。
The parents have to proactively take part in it.
第二个一定要是以信仰为考量的。
And also, we need to it needs to be determined. It needs to take faith into account.
他其实这个时候也是基于家长对神的信心。
So it's also a showing of a parent's faith to God.
哦，他相信神一定会配合。
For Abraham believed that God will arrange them.
这个整个过程一定会蒙神带领。
And this entire process will be guided by the Lord.
所以当时候，这个我们从这里看到这个父母亲的角色其实是很关键的。
So we see how important the role of the mother and father play.
他这个是用启示来代表他的严肃性的。
It uses the word swear to represent how serious the matter was.
他说不可以娶外邦那个迦南地的女子。
So you cannot take a daughter of the Canaanites.
当时候对他们来说，这个就是所谓的外邦人。
For to them at the time, Canaanites were the Gentiles.
因为那时候他们都没有行割礼的。
Because at the time, none of them had been circumcised.
好。那第二个，他一定坚持我的儿子绝对不可以离开这个迦南地。
And secondly, Abraham insisted that his son not leave the land of Canaan.
一定要在神所应许的这个土地里面。
That he should always be in the land that the Lord promised.
好，那这个仆人就领受这个任务就走了。
The old servant took on this responsibility, this mission, and went off.
接下来我们就看到这个老仆人的角色。
When we go off, we see what the role this servant played.
这个老仆人其实就是我们今天现在在协助我们婚姻的这个工作这些介绍人。
The old servant is a present-day marriage coordinator.
那就是他在牵线，他在寻找的。
They're like the mediator. They go out to seek.
你看这个仆人，他其实一路都是用祷告来求神带领的。
And we see that the old servant went about and all of it through prayer.
我们看到这个仆人的智慧。
We can also see the wisdom of the servant.
这个仆人他真的是很忠心。
He was a very loyal and faithful servant.
他非常的。他真的眼光非常的准啊。
And he has a very keen sense.
他知道什么样的人是对他的这个主人以撒是最有帮助的。
He knew what kind of woman would be the most helpful for his master Isaac.
所以他所选的对象，他知道他有一个标准。
So the woman that he chose had a certain standard.
因为主人就已经不管，反正就看他怎么。娶回来就算了嘛。
Because his master Abraham had already let him take care of the arrangements.
我们就看到第二十章十二节。
So we look at 24 verse 12.
这个时候，我们请读十二节。
In verse 12, then he said, "O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham."
好，那第十三节。
In verse 13, "Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water."
他现在来到这个拿赫的城，在井旁边，他现在在等候。
So now he came to Nahor, the city of Nahor, and by the well of water.
这是这个老仆人第一次的祷告。
This is the first prayer of the old servant.
他祷告是要求神给他一个好机会。
He prayed to God to give him a good opportunity.
因为他不知道要找谁啊。
Because he did not know who to look for.
那这个时候他是站在井旁边的。
At this moment, he was standing by the
well. 那个骆驼跪在井旁嘛。
And the camels were nearby.
那所以我们现在显然在这个时候亚伯拉那个老仆人站着就祷告。
And at that time, the old servant was praying while standing.
他真的是祈求神 给他机会，因为 他真的要靠神了。
And he truly asked the Lord for opportunity because that's all he could rely upon.
那这个时候，这个老仆人内心里面他所设定的条件是这样子。
This was what the requirement that the servant had in his heart.
你看他第十四节说
，We read verse 14.
我若向哪一个女子说，你拿水给我，拿下水瓶，把水给我喝，他若说愿意。这是第一个、啊、他是有爱心的人。
He says, now this is now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let your pitcher that I may let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she says, drink, I will also give your camels a drink. That shows that she has love.
所以他愿意把这个水给这个陌生人，又会考虑到哇，这个旅客他还有这么多骆驼也需要喝水。
So first of all, if she was willing to show love to give this stranger a drink, as well as show concern for all his possessions, his camels.
所以他就发现说。愿那个女子就做你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻子。
He said, "Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac."
那这样子我就知道说是你施恩给我的主人了。
And by this, I will know that you have shown kindness to my master.
所以你看这个老仆人，他很清楚婚姻的重要。
So we know that the old servant had a very clear understanding of the importance of
marriage. 他能够为这个以撒找到合适的对象，就是神施恩给这个亚伯拉罕这个。老主人的证据了。
If he was able to find the right spouse for his servant Isaac, then that would be the proof that the Lord has shown kindness to his master. 我们就看到
这个老仆人他所开出的这个条件其实是非常有智慧。
We see that this requirement, the condition that old servant laid out was actually full of wisdom.
他知道这个女子一定要是有爱心的人。
He knew that the woman must have love.
他而且他一定是会体贴会观察到别人的需要。
It must be compassionate as well as can observe what is going on.
所以我们要从这里学习，我们要怎么装备我们自己，成为别人合适的对象。
So from this, we can find.
对我们未婚的青年来说
，we can prepare ourselves to be a good spouse for others.
你看他这里实际上重点是说，我跟他要水喝，他愿意把水给我，又给我的骆驼喝，那这是要付出很大的代价的。
So the important point here is that not only will she give him a drink, but also his camels a drink. So she had to make a great sacrifice.
那这个也要，当然也要有愿意做的心，也要有体力做了啊。
And so not only does she need to be willing, but she also has to have the strength and endurance to carry it out.
因为十匹骆驼要喝水喝到饱，可能要很多水。
Because he had a lot of camels that needed to be given water.
那个水不是水龙头一开就有啊。
And this is not something that she can just turn on a faucet.
那个水龙头是要一桶一桶的从水井里面拉上来的。
Rather, she had to pull up the water from the well one at a time in order to allow the camels to drink.
是一次十匹骆驼要一起喝足。你看他打水要打多久？
10 camels at a time, you can imagine how much water she had to draw out.
当这个女子在打水的时候，那个老仆人就旁边看，他都不讲话。
As she was drawing the water out, the old servant merely stood by and watched.
所以他，你看，他就知道这个就是重点。
So he knew that this was significant.
他要有爱心，要有愿做的心。
Not only does she have love, but she has to have a willingness to do it.
她要有能力去做它。
And she also has to have the capability to do it.
他就这样祷告。
That is how he prayed.
你看他话没讲完，然后这个利百加出现了。
And we see that before he even finished his prayer, Rebecca showed up.
那第十六节在描述说这个女子容貌极其俊美，还是处女。
Verse 16 describes the woman as very beautiful to behold and also a virgin.
其实他是在强调她是圣洁的。
And it's also emphasizing here that she was holy.
当然，以撒那个老仆人他也可以选，他可以选说哪一个嘛？
Of course the old servant could choose the woman from there.
可是没有，他是他祷告完之后，他站着祷告啊，眼睛打开，这个女子过来。
But it just so happened that after he prayed, he opened his eyes and Rebecca walked came by.
看起来就是刚好他话还没说完，就是他祷告讲完，打开眼睛，这个女子就出现了。
It was such a coincidence that she appeared right after he prayed.
他这个老仆人就上前去问他这个问题了。
And so then he approached her and asked her the conditions that he had.
你看这个 他所做的以利百加所做的事情就真的像他祷告所设的条件一样。
And the things that Rebecca did was just as he had prayed about.
那这个就是神给他的机会。
This was the opportunity that the Lord presented him.
那这个其实也就是你看他愿意靠神的时候，神给他的带领。
This is also God's guidance for him when he chose to rely upon God.
变得很简单，他整个事情变得很单纯，很顺利了。
So the whole matter became very simple and pure.
所以他现在。他在打水的时候，那个第二十一节特别说，那个人定睛看他，一句话也不说。第二十一节。
In verse 21, it says that while she was drawing water, the man remained silent.
他说要晓得神赐他通达的道路没有。
So as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not.
那表示这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是那这老仆人在观察这个。女子在做事的时候，她是用什么心情在做事的
？Means that as the old servant was watching how she carried out the work，
她是很不得已的，哇，反正就这样子，我碰到被你问到了，不得不做。
He was paying attention to whether or not she was really willing to do it。
所以她特别强调说，她一句话都不说，在要看是不是神赐给她这个通达道路了。
So especially mentions here that he remained silent so as to know whether the Lord has made his journey prosperous.
表示说他是在观察他这个做事的精神，他到底是怎样做事情的。
He was observing the way that she went out and did the work and this attitude and spirit that.
这个是不是就是神所预备的呢
？Is that truly what the Lord had prepared for him?
所以接下来就是在观察他的行事风格了。
And so he was observing her every action.
那到了二十二节就是说，好，现在骆驼喝足了。其实等到工作完成以后，因为我们发现要给十匹骆驼都打上水，至少要大概，如果一只骆驼喝二十 gallon 的话，就要200 gallon。
And so if every camel drank the 20 gallons, then because there are 10 camels, she would have need to draw 200 gallons of water.
因为那个骆驼如果长途走路，到最后他把他的水用光，他一次可以喝大概20 gallon 的水。
Camels can drink 20 gallons of water.
好，然后他十匹骆驼，我们就算他们都同样大，就要喝200 gallon.
And assuming that they had the 10 camels the same size, it would be about 200 gallons of water.
你要这样打水要打很久啊。
That she had to draw from the well, that would take a very long time.
所以这段期间，那个老仆人就坐在旁边看都不讲话。
So the entire time, the old servant just sat there observing.
做完之后他就知道了。
And after she had finished, he understood.
这个就是神给他的通达道路。
That this was the way that the Lord had opened for him.
所以他就把礼物拿出来了。
So he took out the gifts.
所以老仆人也很懂得规矩。
The old servant also knew his etiquette.
他就送礼物。
He presented gifts.
问他说你是谁
？Asking whom she was.
哦，原来发现原来就是他这个老仆人的亲族了。
And he found out that she was part of his master's family.
那他碰到了这个他所选定的人。
So when he
就是老那主人所选定的亲族里面的人。
He had encountered this woman who was also the family of his master that he specified.
我们就发现说，因为这个是老主人设定的第一个条件的，不要忘记了。
This was the first criteria that his master Abraham has set.
他当时候到了那个拿赫的城，在那边在城外在那里打水，在那边等了。
He was at the city of Nahor waiting.
但是他所要的人是亚伯拉罕的。本族附加的人哦。
But the one that he was looking for was one from Abraham's country and his family.
所以他现在祷告完之后，第一个人他要他就愿意做这个工作，他一发现原来就是亚伯兰的家的人了。
So after he prayed, the first person he encountered was willing to meet his conditions and also did it very willingly.
他又这么愿意的为他准备那个住的地方。
And she also happened to be in Abraham's family, and she was willing to arrange for him a place to stay.
第二十六节
，in verse 26，
这是仆人第二次的祷告。
This is the second prayer of the old servant. Then the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord.
二十七节
，27， he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me, being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren."
真的是。照着亚伯拉罕这个主人所有的信心，他所预言的，神真的派使者为他开了一条路。
Indeed, the Lord truly sent his angels to open up a way for his master.
这个老仆人觉得是真的是神有以慈爱跟诚实来施恩给他的主人。
the servant truly felt it was the Lord's mercy and truth towards his master.
这一切都是从神来的。
All of it came from the Lord.
他非常感谢。
So he was very grateful.
在这里他低头下拜。
And there he bowed down and worshipped.
啊，那祷告完之后，你看接下去这个就被迎接到拉班的家，那个拉班的家里去了。
After the prayer, we see that he was welcomed into Laban's house.
好，那进了拉班的家以后
，And after he went to Laban's house,
我们就看到这个老仆人他怎么样来介绍他的主人的家。
We see how this.
这个老仆人怎么来介绍亚伯拉罕他这个主人的家庭给拉班认识
？How the old servant introduced his master's house to Laban？
我们从在这里，从到这一段为止，我们来看，先来归纳几个这个老仆人他的一些特质，是今天我们在关心婚姻的时候非常重要的要点。
So from here we can gather up some characteristics of the old servant that can be applied directly.To marriage today.
这个老仆人其实他是受托付的。
This old servant was entrusted by his master.
他受托付，他要达成两个重要的工作。
He was entrusted by his master to carry out two requirements.
确定这个对象是他主人所开出来的。
To confirm that this the spouse or the wife came from the
他要愿意
master's family.
要愿意到迦南地区的
，and was willing to come into the land of Canaan，
所以他需要去协调沟通
，and so he needed to go and negotiate。
哦，所以他受托的这个责任是很重大，他是发誓过的。
He was entrusted with a very great commission， and he had sworn to it。
所以教会里面的介绍基本上就是在做这种协调，在做这种这个沟通的工作的。
So the marriage coordinators in the church fundamentally have part in this communication and negotiation process.
这是在神里面一个很重要的工作，这个叫圣工。
This is a very important holy work in the eyes of God.
然后第二件事情，我们看到这个仆人都把这个事情放在祷告当中。
The second thing we notice from the servant is that he placed all things in prayer.
哦，所以他到井旁祷告，他碰到这个人的时候，他感谢祷告。
He prayed by the well, and after he had met Rebecca.He also prayed.
我们先看到他最后他完成任务以后
，After he had accomplished this mission，
他最后俯伏在神面前。
He bowed down before God.
我们先看跳过去看第，最后看第那是第五十一节。
Let's skip over to verse 51. 51. Here is Rebecca before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken.
52.
Verse 52. And it came to pass when Abraham's servant heard their words that he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth.
你看他这里最后他工作完成之后，他俯伏在神面前。
After he had accomplished his job, he bowed down before God.
因为利百加愿意跟他走了。
For Rebecca was willing to go with him.
哦，所以他的家人也同意的。
And his family also, her family also agreed to it.
哦，所以他就祷告。
So the servant prayed.
这次的那个姿态更低，他俯伏在地的。
And this time he bowed himself to the earth.
我们就看到这个仆人他在祷告的这个姿态上，你就看到他真的求神，感谢神，那真的发现说，哇，神啊，你的作为真奇妙。他俯伏在神面前。
And we see how the servant first prayed to God and saw God's workings and acknowledged it and gave thanks by bowing himself down.
我们从这个老仆人的角色去看到他。凭信心呢
？From the old servant, we can see that he truly did everything by faith.
他祷告的时候，他说：“求神给我遇到好机会。”
When he prayed, he asked the Lord to give him the good opportunity.
他按照他对这个主人家的了解，以及他知道什么才是最对他的主人以上最有帮助的那个配偶。
According to his understanding of his master's household, as well as what he felt was the best spouse that could be for Isaac.
所以他这个老人家的经验很重要。
So this old servant's experience was very important.
那我们就看到这个老仆人真的很积极的去完成这个工作，一被受托付之后，马上就去做了。
We see that the old servant was very proactive in carrying out the work after he was entrusted with it.
好，然后之后呢，他现在面对这个女方的家庭，他要介绍这个亚伯拉罕家庭给他们认识。
And when he met the family of the woman, he had to introduce his master's house family to them.
所以他进去拉班家。都还没有吃以前，他说：“我先说明我的用意，先把工作讲清楚。”
So before when he stepped into Laban's house, before they had dined together, he wanted to state his intentions of being there.
我们看第34节。
Let's read verse 34.
看他怎么自我介绍。
Let's see how he introduced himself. 34. So he said, "I am Abraham's servant." 35, the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys.
36,
and Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when he was old, and to him he was given all that he has.
好，因为他这个话一直重复，就是第35节开始，一直到第41节，就是在前面亚伯拉罕跟他讲的话。
In verse 35 to 41, he repeated the words that the instructions that Abraham gave him.
但是我们就看到说，这个老仆人他自己被托付之后呢，他自己先说我是被托付的，我是仆人。
First, he said that he is a servant and that he was sent by his master.
亚伯拉罕的仆人呢、
He is this Abraham's servant.
接下来他把主人家介绍主人家真的是一个蒙福的家庭讲得很清楚。
And after that, he introduced his master's family as one that is blessed.
那特别第三个特别强调我的主人的妻子撒拉在年老的时候才生了这个儿子。
And thirdly, he emphasized how his master's wife, Sarah, gave birth to the son at an old age.
所以这个儿子很珍贵在妈妈的眼中非常的宝贵。
In other words, that son was extremely precious.In her mother's eyes.
那我们都知道，如果独子啊，如果独子的话，那妈妈很宠爱的，那这个就是一个性格是可能会特别啊。
We see that because he was the only son, and so he was very loved and favored by his parents.
好，接下来第四个，他特别强调哈，特别强调这个儿子是得到我主人家所有的爱的，
and fourth,
所有的成的那个的那个啊产业都是要给他的。
And fourthly, he mentioned that all the inheritance.Of the family will go to this only son.
哦，这是他我的主人把一切所有都给这个儿子了。
That my master has given all that he has.
哦，这个时候当然他所讲的是很笼统的、很概论的一个所有东西。
And this is a very conceptual kind of description he was given.
但其实是包括所有地上的产业跟天上这个神的应许。
But he was referring to not only earthly inheritance but also a promise of God in heaven.
好，第五个。他特别提到说，他这个主人对他儿子婚姻的多么重视。
He mentioned the importance of his master's son's marriage to his master.
所以他特别强调我的主人他开了这个条件，他真的是认为对他来说，对他的主这个老主人来说，他儿子的这个妻子非常关键。
And so he emphasized on the requirements that his master had laid forth for finding this spouse.
好，第六个。
Six.
这个仆人他特别强调他的主人相信哦，亲族的后代必定就是好的他的人选了。
Six. He mentioned that his master emphasized on having one come from his own family.
从我的父家，从我本族那边得到的。
From his country, from his own family.
所以他这样就是觉得说，我们这个家里这个就是他想要得到，因为这个就是神从神来的旨意，一定是从这里来才可以。
So he, because his master knew that clearly that this is the will of God to come from his own family.
然后到第七点，到最后呢，我们看到这个主人啊，这个仆人非常肯定的说，利百加就是神所选的那一位。
And seventh and lastly, the servant confidently said that Rebecca is this woman.
第四十八节。
In verse 48, it records this.
第四十八节。
Verse 48, and I bowed my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, who had led me in the way of the truth to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son.
好，所以他这个时候就是刚好就是利百加就是这个出现，他就是神所赐给我主人儿子的这个妻子了。
So this is the one that Lord has blessed my master's son with.
所以我们看到这个。老仆人哦，真的是很忠心的。
We see the faithfulness and loyalty of this old servant.
相当了解他这个主人的心意。
Extremely knowledgeable with his.
他介绍的非常的完美。
The heart of his master.
他把那个重点都讲了。
Introduced them very completely.
那这个老仆人，据圣经学者说，就是那个十五章里面那个以利以谢。有可能就是这个老仆人了。
And this old servant perhaps was Eliezer that was recorded in the.
一开始亚伯拉罕说，可能这个人就是要承受他家里产业那个。
In the beginning, Abraham thought that Eliezer was the one that was supposed to inherit.
所以他对神的对他的主人家得到神的应许的事情，他很了解。
And so the old servant was very familiar with the promises that God has set forth for Abraham's household.
那所以这个就是仆人哦，他这个介绍人，他一定要对主人的心意非常清楚。
So the servant, this one that arranges the marriage, must be very familiar
对这个家庭很熟悉
with that family that they're introducing.
那这个老仆人是非常忠心的。
The old servant was also very faithful.
你看他一开头进来第一件事情，开门见山就讲他。是有任务的，他任务一定要先讲清楚。
I mean, when he came into this house, the first thing he wanted to state was his intentions, was his mission.
哦，所以他一直都是以神的角度在看事情。
And he always looked at the matters from God's perspective.
因为他认为说这个神带领他一路的过程来到这里这么顺利的。
For he knew that God had led him all the way to here, very smoothly.
哦，所以他现在发现说，哎。这个引领就是神的配合，所以他只觉得利百加的出现不是他自己的心意。
And so he knew that because God had been guiding him throughout this whole process, Rebecca did not come out by coincidence or through his own actions.
这真的是凭信心的。
But it was truly by faith in God.
也体验到神的带领了。
And he also experienced God's own guidance.
好了，现在来到了换利百加的家庭。
So now that he came to, now that we look at Rebecca's family.
利百加的家庭其实等于是女，这个是。刚才亚伯拉他们是男方的，现在是女方的这样子。
And so we talked about the Isaac side of the family, and now we'll look at Rebecca's side of the family.
那这个女方的家庭，其实我们看到的也是真的凭信心的。
Rebecca's side of the family also worked by faith.
当他们听完老仆人讲完之后
，After they heard the introductions from the old servant.
第五十节
，In verse 50，
请读。
Verse 50, it says, Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The things come from the Lord, we cannot speak to you either bad or good.
你看，他就听完之后就直接判断说，这个事情是属于神的，他绝对没有怀疑的。
So after hearing the words of the old servant, they discerned that the things came from the Lord.
就是这个是神的安排。
They did not doubt, they knew it was arrangement of God.
事情哪有这么刚好的？
Are things happen so perfectly?
所以那个老仆人的祷告不是没有原因的。
And so the servant's his prayer was effective.
他祷告真的让神迹出现了。
Indeed, a miracle had occurred.
好了，现在这个拉班是哥哥，那个比土利是父亲，哦，就是这个父亲跟哥哥呢，哦，来说，看啊，利百加在你眼前，你可以把他带去，照着神所说的。给你的主人的儿子为妻。
Now Laban was her brother and Bethuel was her father, and they say, Here is Rebecca, before you take her and go and let her be your master's son's wife.
特别注意到他这里说，你把他带去，对不对？照着神所说的，给你的主人的儿子做妻子。
Paying particular attention to the words written here, as the Lord has spoken.
哦，所以这就是神的旨意，这个就是他亚伯拉罕他当时所讲的话。
This was the will of God. It was also the words that Abraham had spoken at the time.
那这个现在女方他们也是都还不知道这个以撒是什么人物，他就说你可以把他带去了。
Now, Rebecca's family had no idea who Isaac, they have never seen Isaac, but yet by faith they were willing to let her go to him.
那这个也是他们这个家庭是愿意顺服神的家庭。
And this family you can see also was one that was willing to submit to God.
这个时候你看这个仆人俯伏在神面前祷告。
At this time, Abraham's servant bowed down and worshiped before the Lord.
然后把这个礼物就拿出来送给他们家庭了。
And then he brought out the gifts and gave it to the family.
这个老仆人办完事马上就想要走了，赶快走。
And after he had finished his mission, he wanted to depart immediately.
因为这个家人本来说再住个十天吧。
The family wanted him to stay another 10 days.
但是这个老仆人的精神是要这个事情要干净利落。
A few words, a few more days, but to the servant, he wanted to have a clear completion of his mission.
迫不及待要把这个好消息回报给他的主人。
He couldn't wait to get back to tell the good news to his master.
所以你叫他说，你们不要再耽延我，要赶快打发我走，我现在赶快就回家，隔一个晚上就要走了。
Do not delay me, send me away to my master.
在这过程当中，我们都没有看到利百加任何意见。
And throughout this whole dialogue, we don't see Rebecca voicing her own opinion in all this.
因为这个时候男女主角都还没有出现。
Because at this point, the male and female characters have not appeared yet.
到要走了。
Main characters.
现在就要走了。
So now that he was going to go away.
当时候你看第五十七节特别说，来把这个女子叫来问问看吧。
In verse 57, it says, "We'll call the young woman and ask her personally."
啊，这个新娘子呢，她说。问他说：“你愿意跟这个人同去吗？”利百加说：“我去。”
And they asked the bride, and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go."
你看，利百加是因着信说出“我去”的。
By faith, Rebecca said, "I will go."
真的，从此以后她就没有再回来她这里了。
And indeed, after that, she never returned back to her family.
所以你看，他们，她这个就是真的凭信心听到了这个神的作为，她跟着这个老仆人进入迦南地。
Truly, by faith and hearing God's works, they were willing to go. She was willing to go with the old servant.Into the land of Canaan.
她真的是一个有信心的女子。
She was truly a woman of faith.
就被带入了这个信心的家庭。
She was brought into this family of faith.
然后就成为承受产业的有福气的人。
And became a person who was blessed with the promises of God.
好，那接下来要走的时候带了一个乳母，这个叫底波拉。
And when they had left, they sent Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse.
那 nurse 就是这个乳母，就是底波拉，在三十五章会讲到的。到三十五章就讲到她的名字了。
And then 35 it mentions her name.
好，那所以他们就走了。
And so they departed.
要走以前，特别他们说家人给利百加祝福。
And when they started departing, they said that the family wanted to bless Rebecca.
那当时候，我想在利百加的家庭里面，他们绝对不知道当时候神跟亚伯拉罕所应许的约跟他的祝福。
I'm sure they were not familiar with Abraham.The God's covenant with Abraham and God's blessing.
但是我们看他们给他们的这个妹子或他们的女儿祝福的内容。
But we obviously see the content of their blessing to their sister.
请读第六十节。
In verse 60, our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of ten thousands, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them.
你看这句话，我的妹子啊，你愿你做千万人的母啊。
Say our sister, may you be the mother of thousands of ten thousands.
这个祝福的内容跟神对亚伯兰的应许是 刚好呼应 刚好是一样的。
The content of their blessing matched what God had promised to Abraham.
因为从以撒所生出来的后代要成为那像海边的沙天上星这么多的。
For the offspring that shall come from Isaac should be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand in the by the shore.
在这么大的这么多的后裔当中，他说你的后裔要得到仇敌的什么是得胜的。
And throughout this, and it also the descendants may possess the gates of those who hate them, meaning that they shall be victorious.
那这个得胜呢，就是神在亚伯拉罕献上独子这个考验通过以后，神特别给他加上去的祝福。
And this was another blessing that God especially gave to Abraham after Abraham was tested and God saw his heart.
如果我们看二十二章
，If we look at chapter 22,
二十二章的第十七节
，chapter 22 verse 17,
请读。
17. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies.
你就看到这个就是神的安排啊。
We see God's arrangement.
他们这个家庭所祝福的，就是神当时应许亚伯拉罕的东西。
Rebecca's family's blessing to her was
这个福气都一样啊。
Was a covenant that God had made with Abraham.
好了，所以利百加就被娶回来了。
And so Rebecca was married off.
娶回来，我们就看到接下来出现以撒这个男主角。
And after she returned to their land, Isaac appeared.
当时候第六十三节特别说
，63，
他在田间默想。
Does Isaac went out to meditate in the field?
那在想什么
？What was he meditating on？
我们如果看第六十七节
，We read verse 67，
请读。
Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebecca, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
妈妈死的时候是他三十七岁，现在他四十岁，已经经过三年了。
His mother died when he was 37, and now 3 years had passed.
所以这个。母亲过世，这个对以撒来说是一个很大的冲击。
His mother's death had a great impact on Isaac.
这三年当中
，in these 3 years，
你看他没办法真的得到安慰。
See that he could not receive true comfort.
好，那所以现在这个老仆人把妻子带回来。
Now that the old servant has brought back his wife，
他就把她领进他母亲的帐篷里面去了。
He took her into his mother's tent.
先娶她为妻
，and she became his wife.
他就接受了。这个老仆人所带回来这个女子。
In other words, he received, accepted the wife, the woman that his old servant had brought.
因为老仆人把一切所经过的事情都跟以撒讲了。
The servant told Isaac all the things that he had done.
他的感受一定，这就是神的配合了。
And his feelings must have been that he understood that this was God's arrangement.
这是属于神的，怎么可以说好说歹
？This came from God.
所以他二话不说就把他带进他的。帐篷里面去。
So without another word, he took her into his mother's tent.
就娶为妻
，and she became his wife.
娶妻之后就爱她
And after he became her wife, he loved her.
爱她之后，他就得安慰了。
And after he loved her, Isaac was comforted.
所以这个婚姻就带来满足了。
And this marriage brought about fulfillment.
那这个满足，这个儿子得满足以后
，And this after his son received the satisfaction,
这个老父亲的担子就放下去了。
The father's burdens were laid down.
所以我们就看到25章，接下去这个老父亲呢，后来他又再娶了一个妻子。
And we see in chapter 25 and onwards, Abraham married again.
那表示说，这个儿子以撒娶妻之后就分开住了。
Meaning, in other words, after Isaac had married, they dwelt separately.
那现在老父亲就剩下自己一个人了。
And now Abraham was alone himself.
他想要一个伴啊。
And he wanted a partner as well. And so he went.
又生了儿女。
And took himself a wife.
这些儿女神都不算了。
And had descendants which God did not acknowledge.
最后亚伯拉罕也死了。
And afterward, Abraham died.
175岁死了。
He died at 175.
所以等到以撒成家之后
，After Isaac had established his family，
亚伯拉罕又活了35岁。
Abraham lived 35 years longer。
那所以他35年又生了好多儿女。
And in the 35 years, he bore many other descendants。
但是在神眼中，亚伯拉罕只有一个儿子。
But in the eyes of God, Abraham only had one son。
那这个儿子现在得福气了。
And this son was blessed。
我们就看到这个整个过程，真的不管是男女双方的家长，或者是男女双方当事人。或者是这个老仆人，通通都是因着信而完成这一件美好的婚姻。
We see throughout this whole process, whether it be the family of the bride and the groom, the bridegroom themselves, or the marriage coordinator, they all relied on God in this whole process.
那他们这个婚姻得到一个什么结果
？So what results? What was the result of this marriage?
这个就印证神以慈爱诚实待他这个主人。
This was to prove that God led this family with His truth and His mercy.
向来在一切的事情上，神都祝福给他们。这个就是在这个婚姻里面特别明显。
And it's very evident in this marriage, God's blessings and work in their lives.
那这个婚姻让整个神的应许、神的这个计划一直延续下来，都非常的完美。
And this marriage allowed God's plan, and His covenant to continue, and His blessings to continue on.
我们就看到这个以撒的婚姻是蒙福的了。
We see Isaac had a blessed marriage.
他的家庭也蒙福了。
His family was also blessed.
他自己得了安慰了。
And he himself was comforted.
父母亲的责任就完成了。
The responsibility of his parents were completed.
这真的是非常完美。
This is indeed very complete.
24章里面这个道理。
I hope that the truth in chapter 24
能够再一次的出现在我们教会弟兄姐妹我们的青年当中。
Can once again happen on the youth in our church.
我们每一个人真的都可以体验到神一路的带领。
All of us can truly personally experience God's guidance every step of the way.
神的路是最好的。
For God's way is the best way.
如果我们真的愿意凭着信心这样
做。If we are willing to walk by faith.
再唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
403首。
Let us sing him 403.